Granny then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't be Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi, this is Dick Huddleston again. Well, Sir Lum thought he'd found a loophole in the Mose Moose contract when he ran across a phrase that said if they couldn't give the winning princess whatever she chose within 10 days, then the offer was null and voided. So Lum was all set to stall his marriage to the widow Abernathy alone until the 10 days were up. Then Mose Moose stepped in and insisted that the wedding take place on his program within a couple of days. Old Lum hadn't shown up at the Jotham Down store since then.
Well, come on, Grandpap. I better rehearse you for that interview program. No telling when Lum will show up.
Yeah, whereabouts is that Lum at, anyway?
I don't know. Just hope he ain't did something desperate to himself to get out of marrying a widder.
I hear Mose Moose wants to have the wedding right on his pigeon-toed radio show.
Yeah, that's the latest. Well, come on, let's rehearse. So's got to go on whether Lum's here or not.
What am I supposed to do now? I forget.
Just read your script right there. Wherever it says Grandpap, why, that's you.
Well, that figures. Let's see here now. Oh, yeah, here we are. Grandpap. Yes, Mr. Edwards, I've been a resident of Pine Ridge for over 60 weeks.
Weeks? That's supposed to be years, Grandpap.
How's that, Abner?
I say that's supposed
to... Just a minute. This script's wrong here, Abner. I've lived here for more than 60 weeks.
I know it. It says years in the script. You just read it wrong.
What Lum more than likely meant to put down was 60 years.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, we better change that. Yeah, if I'm going to be interviewed on the air this morning, I want to have all the facts correct. Have you got a pencil there, Abner, a piece of paper, or a Crayola or something?
Yeah, here you are. You don't need it, though.
Let's see. What was I going to change now?
Grandpap, you don't need to change nothing. It's right the way it is.
Oh, here it is. 60 years. Change that to weeks.
No, Grandpap, you're mixed up. I supposed to say... Oh, well, good morning, Lum. Where in the world have you been?
Oh, I've been down there talking to that dad-blame Mose Moose.
Oh. Well, I'm just starting to rehearse Grandpap here for his interview.
Yeah, I'm just making a few corrections in the script here.
What was you talking to Mose about?
Well, that idea is to put the wedding on the air.
Oh.
I talked to him for 2 solid hours there. Then he gets the idea in his head you couldn't blast it out of there with a stick of dynamite.
He insists on you going through with the wedding, huh?
Yeah, he says I've got to do it according to the terms of the contract. Claims I'm legal bound to marry the widow.
Well, ain't you?
Well, I'm feared so.
Yeah.
If I don't go through with it, Mose can lawsuit me for breaching the contract, and I reckon the widow could sue me for breaching the promise. There's the worst pair of breeches I've ever been in.
I wouldn't be in your breeches for nothing.
How soon do we go on the air, Lum?
Pretty soon now, Grandpa.
I bound you the widow's been down there talking to Mose. You know she's been trying to marry you for years, Lum.
Yeah, but I don't think she's been talking to Mose.
I bound you she has,
Lum. No, I think this is all his own idea. He just thinks it'll get a big listening audience for his radio show, Pine Ridge Princess. And then that'll build up his barbershop business. That's all he cares about. He's money mad. That's the whole trouble with him.
Yeah.
When do we go on the air, Lum?
It won't be long now, Grandpa.
Well, what day does Mose want to broadcast this wedding, did he say?
No, he's got to find out what day Brother Riggins can be on the show.
Brother Riggins? The circuit rider?
Yeah.
Is he going to do the marriage?
Yeah, Mose wants him to perform the ceremony.
Oh, he ties a tight knot, I'll tell you that.
I hope he can't get a hold of it until next week. I wish the river would get up where he couldn't get across. That'd give me a few more days to study up some way to get out of this.
Yeah, well, I don't believe it'll get up unless it rains. It sure don't look like we're going to have none.
No, that's the trouble.
Yeah. I thought you said there weren't no way, though, that you could get out of it.
Well, from the looks of it now, they ain't, but I might hit on something. I wish Brother Riggins wouldn't be able to make it till after them 10 days is up, anyway.
10 days?
Yeah, it's according to the contract, you know. We just got 10 days to give the princess whatever she chooses. After that, it's null and voided.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I believe I've got this script corrected to where we can go on the air with it now, Lum. Grandpap, don't go mucking around with that script.
No, I've got it wrote just like I want it, so don't start changing it now.
Just leave it alone, Grandpap.
Just trying to get the facts straight, that's all.
Want me to throw in a couple of comical jokes if we start running short?
Oh, Lord, me alive.
Well, I'll let you know if we need them, Grandpap.
And don't throw them in less than we do let you know, neither.
I can tell some side splitters.
I've heard them, Mr. Reed, and I don't want you to throw them in.
Well, we better get started, Feller. Grandpap, looks like you'll have to run the generator today.
Me? I can't do it. I'm the star of this show.
Well, you don't come on till towards the end of it, though, so you can start off doing the generating.
Yeah, all right, I can start it.
Go ahead, get over there.
Oughtn't to be doing that kind of work, though, a spavin-legged star like I am. You want to start now?
I reckon so. Or wait, no, we ain't supposed to go on for about 7 minutes yet.
I know it, but I believe it's a good idea to start a little ahead of time, Abner. That way we can sort of take the listeners by surprise and they can't turn off their radios so fast.
Just sort of sneak up on them.
Let me get some of the little things you got to catch on to in this business.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's a good idea.
Let her go, Grandpap. Get the switch, Adam.
Got it. Roger.
From the studios of Station VTR, located in the pink room of the Jot 'em Down store, we bring you Pine Ridge on Parade, as saw through the eyes of Pine Ridge's best known, best loved, best learned columnist,
Lum Edwards,
featuring news, views, and interviews of famous Pine Ridge celebrities by
Lum Edwards,
bringing to you through the courtesy of Eugene Blevins, local carpenter.
Does your roof leak lately?
Get Eugene Blevins.
Are your porch steps sagging?
Get Eugene Blevins.
Is your shutter slapping?
Get Eugene Blevins.
Is your chicken coop a wreck? Has it been broken or gnawed into by varmints?
Dad, blame it, get Eugene Blevins.
Yes, get Eugene Blevins for any odd jobs you want did around your place. He does the oddest jobs of anybody in town. And now here is the drum major of...
Drum major, yes.
Oh, the drum major of the passing parade, Lum Edwards.
No, don't blow that thing in.
Oh, excuse me.
And a good morning to all my friends of Radio Land. And hello to you from Pine Ridge. Flash, intimate notes from my little black and blue book. Clarabelle Seastrunk, local debutante, was saw yesterday at Ed Beckley's Soda Fountain with Gomer Bates. Her boyfriend, Cedric Weehunt, was also there.
Well.
Eli White was saw on the street yesterday. Hello, Eli. Scoop. Who taking supper with who at what restaurant what night this week? And recollect, it was me who predicted this a week ago.
First time I've heard the details.
Orchids to Ms. Elsie Pomeroy for having the best swept front yard in town. Her front walk is outlined with as fine a collection of snuff bottles as this reporter has ever saw. Congratulations, Elsie.
Well.
Moving pictures. Last Thursday night, the local theater run Trouble Over London, starring Marvin Medford and Grace LaTouche. I give this picture 3 bells. This is a good picture, except some parts of it. The last half of it seemed to be a little mixed up. I don't know about the first half. Your reporter got in the middle of the picture and never seen the first of it.
You're lucky.
Marvin Medford does some awful good acting, but drags a little toward the end.
I noticed it.
If it ever comes to Pine Ridge again, I hope you get to see it. And now my first guest for today is a celebrity you all know.
Celebrity? Grandpap ain't no celebrity. Okay.
He is one of the oldest residents of Pine Ridge, and also one of the most colorful characters of our fascinating metropolis. His name? Yes, you guessed it. Grandpappy Milford Avery Spears.
All right, Grandpap, that's enough hand slapping. Get up there.
Well, Mr. Spears, charmed to have you with us today. How are you feeling?
Yes, Mr. Edwards. I have been a resident of Pine Ridge for over 60 weeks.
Grandpap, you skipped a line or two there.
That's supposed to be 60 years. This script's wrong.
Well, you changed it yourself.
Yes, that's fine, Mr. Spears. Now, tell me, did you have any exciting experiences in the pioneer days of Pine Ridge?
Go on, Grandpap.
Oh, I am feeling fine, Mr. Edwards, thank you.
Well, don't start back at the beginning again.
Mr. Spears, did you have any interesting experiences when you first come to our little city?
Yes, Mr. Edwards. I have been a resident of Pine Ridge for over 60 weeks.
Oh, me alive.
Abner, give me a pencil. I'll change that right now. That's the second time it's been wrong in the script.
Just skip it, Grandpa.
Yeah, get on to that part where you tell about your exciting experience.
Yeah.
There, I got that pigeon-toed thing changed now. All right, Lum, ask me that question about how long I lived here again.
You better do it, Lum.
For pity's sake. Mr. Spears, I understand that you've lived in our metropolis for quite a spell.
Yes, Mr. Edwards. I have had some very exciting experiences in Pine Ridge.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, I believe I read the wrong line there.
Well, just keep going now.
Well, Keene, I've lost my place.
Well, here, look, it's right there. See, right where my finger's at there. There.
Well, what are we skipping some for? Are we running short here?
I wish we was.
Mr. Spears, I'm sure you've had some interesting experiences. Could you tell us some of them?
Tell some experiences, Grandpap.
Yes, sir. I recollect one time me and Charlie Redfield went over to Hatfield.
Oh, Lord, me, don't tell that.
And Charlie got in this car.
Wait. That's all right, thank goodness.
And old Charlie got in this car.
Grandpap, hush up. Lum's answering our phone there.
Hello.
So quiet.
Oh, what is it, Mose?
Tell that and run you and Charlie both out of town.
Well, we can't make an announcement for you right now because we're on the air for Eugene Blevins. Well, yeah, right afterwards we can. What is the announcement? It's what? Oh, no, Mose, you can't do that.
He can't do what?
Oh, my goodness, Mose has got hold of Brother Riggins. The wedding's all set.